Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I am talking with Melissa Bruna about the annual Beatty Milo Fest, a community celebration that brings people together for two full days of fun, food, and entertainment. To get started, Melissa tells me when and where this year's Beatty Milo Fest will take place.
It is August 14th and 15th, Friday and Saturday, and it's at the ball field, the sand volleyball pits, and a city park. So it's kind of all around.
There's always plenty of activities happening throughout each day.
Okay, so Friday night, the Beatty Museum is open at 5. They have Chalk the Block and co-ed softball starting at 7. Chalk the Block is something that they are doing for the kiddos that's new this year, where they can decorate the sidewalks from a certain location to another. So that'll be fun for them. 8 p.m. is the Glow Run registration. 9 p.m. is Glow Run. We also have face painting for glow-in-the-dark on Friday night as well. Saturday, 9 a.m., the truck show, sand volleyball, Milo and corn exhibit, co-ed softball, cornhole tournament, and little king and queen contest. 10 a.m. is inflatables, frog jumping contest, kids pedal pull, tractor pull, face painting, and the museum is open again. Saturday afternoon, we have kids bike races at 1 p.m., in the antique tractor pull. At 2 p.m., they have Firehouse Kids Olympics. And at 4 p.m., they have a parade. 5 p.m. is the chicken and pork. And 9:30 will be the fireworks show.
If someone wants to see the complete schedule or learn more about the festival, they can find it on the Beatty Milo Fest Facebook page.
The complete schedule events is on our Facebook page.
One thing people always look forward to is the great food.
St. Malachy's Church will have a food stand in City Park. We will have Mom and Pa's Kettle Corn and Lemonade, the Snow Barn, and an ice cream truck. And then we also have the Beatty Ball Shack, who has a full menu. And then the fire department has a pork chop and a chicken feed from 5 to 7. On Saturday night.
Community involvement is a big part of what makes Beatty Milo Fest so successful.
They can message our Facebook page or they can get a hold of myself and we can get you all squared away.
Before we wrap up, Melissa would like listeners to know something special about the Beatty Milo Fest.
We decided to put more money towards the fireworks show this year and we have a ton of kid things going on throughout the day. The parade starts at 4, and then the chicken and pork chop feed starts right after that. So it just kind of goes boom, boom, boom. The truck show, it's their 20th anniversary, so they have a lot more going on in the park this year. They run from 10 to 3-ish, but they have a lot more just to kind of celebrate their anniversary.
A big thank you to Melissa Bruna for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs and for talking about the Beatty Milo Fest celebration. I hope everyone makes plans to attend this year. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.